Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for George Santos. He's gotten a new nickname, and he's actually taken a wise and very appropriate move. Has he resigned from Congress? No, that would be the wisest and most appropriate. He hasn't done that. But he's moved in the right direction. We will get to that. We will also be speaking to Adam Smith, who is one of the Democratic leaders in Congress. He's former chairman of the Armed Services Committee. And in that capacity, he just met with a bunch of other congressmen, with King Abdullah II of Jordan, to try to work out, along with Antony Blinken, who is the Secretary of State, who's in Israel right now, meeting with Netanyahu, meeting with Mahmoud Abbas. Is there any chance of the King of Jordan getting involved in new peace efforts? There is a peace treaty between Israel and Jordan, and it has been generally observed to the tremendous benefit of both countries. We will talk about that with Congressman Adam Smith, and also about his disagreement with a proclamation yesterday by one of his colleagues on the Foreign Affairs Committee in the House. The chairman of that committee, Michael McCaul of Texas, says he agrees with what a general has said about the likelihood of our going to war with China, God forbid, sometime in the year 2025. That means the next president, whoever that is, would have a fairly apocalyptic challenge on his plate to deal with. And meanwhile, concerning the president, we still have, there is a CNN news alert also covered by the Wall Street Journal and everybody else that's saying that the FBI has confirmed that they searched President Joe Biden's former think tank office in Washington back in November after his team notified the National Archives that they found classified documents there. This according to a Justice Department official and another source familiar with the matter. The Justice official told CNN that a warrant was not used to conduct the search, which was done with the immediate consent of Biden's legal team. You may remember this also would help to explain why they didn't announce this fact before. Obviously, it's politically convenient for the president not to announce the turning up of these documents in his office for the Biden Center at University of Pennsylvania. His think tank, which, by the way, lots of funding from the Chinese interests in that particular think tank. But given the fact that we're talking about there was an election on November 8th, and if the FBI was still searching with Biden's permission and authorization and at his request, was still searching in his offices and then later in his house, if they were still doing that in November, after or right up to the point of the midterm election, that might at least give you some excuse, some explanation as to why it was that they didn't reveal the entire involvement and Biden's entire authorization for the FBI to come into the situation regarding his documents. It's hard for me to believe that there were many votes that were affected either by President Trump's situation at Mar-a-Lago, where some people feel, in fact, a lot of people close to Trump feel that he actually gained more from the FBI raid, so-called, of his private residence than it hurt President Trump, because people who are big fans of President Trump have not shown a great tendency to be disillusioned or shocked or horrified or indignant about him taking some documents home with him. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. In today's Washington Examiner, Senator Marco Rubio criticized the Department of Justice for declining to share some of its findings with Congress regarding the investigations, plural, into the classified documents that were found at the personal residences of former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden. Well, Mike Pence doesn't get any attention here. He will, ultimately. Rubio hit out against the department for declining a request to provide non-public information on the classified materials, citing concerns it would interfere with investigations, according to a letter sent by Rubio to committee leaders on Saturday. The DOJ response, that's actually, the letter was not from Marco Rubio, it was to Marco Rubio and the congressional leaders. The DOJ response prompted outcry from Republicans on the Senate Intelligence Committee who have lamented they were unable to see what materials were found. Senators Mark Warner and Marco Rubio, leaders of the Senate Intelligence Committee, jointly said they spoke for their entire committee in demanding access to documents found in the possession of President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump. I don't know how congressional oversight on the documents actually, knowing what they are, in any way impedes an investigation, Rubio said in an interview that aired Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation, referring to the ongoing Justice Department investigations of the storage and handling of the documents. Meanwhile, on a less elevated, less presidential level, there's the news from George Santos. First of all, there's a report from CBS News about the protesters who have been gathering outside his office, which sounds like this.
A small group of protesters gathered today outside the office of New York Congressman George Santos, saying it's time for him to resign.
I am George Santos. This is George Santos. That's George Santos. Actually, we don't know who George Santos is.
A handful of demonstrators outside the New York City office of Republican Representative George Santos say it's not enough he's stepping down from two congressional committees. They want him to resign from Congress. Jonathan Rudess owns a local real estate company.
If you resign, we'll do our best to make sure that you get a short jail sentence.
Terrific. And by the way, the two committees that he resigned from, one of them was a small business committee, and where there's no evidence at all that actually George Santos ever had any kind of business experience. His business experience seems about the same as his volleyball experience, where he was a star striker for a team representing a school that he never attended. But George Santos volunteering or removing himself from a small business committee and the Committee on Science, Technology, and Space, which he's so wonderfully qualified for. This is Elise Stefanik, the number three Republican in the House of Representatives, talking about Santos's removal from
I supported George Santos as the nominee, and the people of his district voted to elect him. Now, we just got out of conference, and George has voluntarily removed himself from committees as he goes through this process, but ultimately voters decide. And I'm very proud that in New York State we flipped five districts to help deliver us the majority, and ultimately voters make this decision about who they elect to Congress.
They resigned.
Again, this process is going to play itself out. I've already commented on this numerous times, and again, it's going to play itself out. But ultimately, voters are going to make that decision, whether it's in the primary election or in the general election.
Okay, which is a way of saying that George Santos spends two full years in the Congress of the United States, to which he was elected under false pretenses. Look, it's not the lies or distortions about his background that will end up getting him in trouble and probably driven out of Congress. It's actually the distortions of the financing of his campaign. and that possible criminality. We'll be right back with Speaker McCarthy on Santos coming up.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medved Show, when it comes to defenders of the police and the challenges that people face in police work, nobody more articulate or informed or persuasive than Heather McDonald, who will be joining us coming up on the Michael Medved Show about her perspective
on the situation in Memphis and the impact on law enforcement all across the country. Okay, law enforcement and George Santos for just a moment. I mentioned a statement by Kevin McCarthy, and it is a bizarre statement when you think about it. And this was called to my attention by Jeremy Steiner, Bright of Hillsdale College. Here is Speaker McCarthy talking about the decision by George Santos, which apparently he made on his own, not to serve on the two committees to which he had been appointed. So here is what Kevin McCarthy said was he said that it was an appropriate decision, and that's in quotes, for Republican Representative George Santos to recuse himself, which is usually a legal term involving judges. But, and no, he does not have, he never went to law school. He has no legal background. He will not be appointed to the Supreme Court or anything like that. The, McCarthy said it was an appropriate decision for Santos to recuse himself from serving on committees until he can clear everything up. Okay, if that was an appropriate decision for Santos, was it also an appropriate decision for McCarthy to appoint him in the first place to those two committees? Would anything forcing McCarthy to actually appoint George Santos to committees of the House? And here he is trying to, in the situation that he had put himself in before, of trying to get rid of Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff and Ilhan Omar from committees of Congress. At the same time, he was trying to place George Santos in committees of Congress. Really? Here is George Santos walking outside the Capitol and speaking to reporters briefly about his decision to step down from his committees. Clip 9.
Did McCarthy tell you to step away from the committees?
Or nobody tells me to do anything. I made a decision on my own that I thought best represented the interests of the voters.
Okay, according to a new survey of the congressman's district from Newsday, which is a Long Island newspaper in Siena College, voters in New York's 3rd District want Santos to resign by an overwhelming margin. In all, 78% of voters in the district believe that Santos should step down over the massive deceptions about his personal history as well as the major campaign finance questions plaguing him. That number includes, listen to this, 71% of Republicans who want him out of Congress, along with 89% of Democrats. Just 13% of his constituents believe he should stay in office, with 9% saying they don't have an opinion. Okay, who are those 13% who want him to stay in office? And what is it that you like about George Santos that you want him representing you? Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene has some sympathy for George Santos, and she commented about it after the House Republican meeting this morning. Here's Representative Greene.
There was so much drama, really, over the situation, and especially what we're doing to work to remove Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee. Mr. Santos' statement in there was just saying that he spoke with Speaker McCarthy and made this decision on his own.
Okay.
There was...
I mean, that's basically he made the decision on his own. Jimmy Kimmel had, this is clip one, some of the most astute commentary about the Santos situation. Listen.
In Congress right now, the case of Curious George Santos gets curiouser every day. We learned over the weekend, we learned that more than a dozen of the top donors to his campaign don't exist. And even more shocking, some of the donors do exist. But how this guy's still walking around the House, I don't know. This is like the movie Catch Me If You Can, if in the first 5 minutes Tom Hanks caught him. But
that's a movie about Frank Abagnale. And the thing about Frank Abagnale It was played by Leonardo DiCaprio in the film, I believe. And the thing about Frank Abagnale, he was a very clever guy. He was a very smart guy. This Santos is a colossal dummy. And again, he says in Congress right now, the case of Curious George Santos gets curiouser and curiouser every day. Well, yeah, it does. And by the way, Jimmy Kimmel is going to be hosting the Oscars. And that's coming up in March. And all right, what about George Santos presenting an award? Best actor, best supporting actor. I don't know, best special effects. But again, the one thing I think is fairly certain, unless he's already resigned and he's no longer talked about a couple of weeks from now, is that he will be mentioned at some point in the Oscar ceremony. Today, President Biden was talking about the investment in roads and bridges, talking about $4 billion being used to replace the Baltimore line, which is part of the only train line in the country that actually seems to work, which is the Acela corridor between Boston and Washington, D.C. Here's President Biden. Clip 18.
With the bipartisan infrastructure law, though, we're finally getting it done. The law, this law is the most significant investment in American roads, bridges, since the interstate highway system. And it's the single most significant investment in rail in America since Amtrak was created 50 years ago. And through the infrastructure law, we're going to invest over $4 billion to replace the existing Baltimore and Potomac tunnels. And that's why it's so important. Over 2,200 trains run on this corridor every single day. And it's the busiest in the United States, one of the busiest corridors in the world. The problem anywhere along the line means that up and down the East Coast, it means commuters are trying to get to and from work, and they're getting in trouble. Business trying to ship their goods, travelers trying to visit family. If this line shuts down in just one day, it would cost the country over $100 million. But this tunnel is a major checkpoint for 9 million Amtrak and MARC commuter rail passengers who pass through it each and every year.
Okay, again, he talks about this is the biggest investment in the last 50 years. And really, this 19th century out-of-date technology? We'll be talking about policing with Heather McDonald coming right up.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Big time warnings for those caught in that big time ice storm in central Texas.
Because of icing, many roads in Texas will remain very dangerous for the next 24 to 48 hours.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott on the ice that's cost at least one death on the roads. Nearly half of the flights out of Dallas's two big airports have been canceled so far today. For now, New York Congressman George Santos will not serve on the two committees he was assigned. The word from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The speaker is set to meet with President Biden at the White House tomorrow to talk about the debt ceiling. House Republicans have called for a hike in the ceiling to be tied to budget cuts. The president today said Let's see that budget. A new report from the online bank Lending Club shows 64% of us said in December we are living paycheck to paycheck. That's up from 61% in December of 2021. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Medved Show. It is an honor and a pleasure to welcome back to the show Heather McDonald, who is the Thomas W. Smith Fellow at the Manhattan Institute and a contributing editor of City Journal. She also writes frequently for the Wall Street Journal. She is a recipient of the 2005 Bradley Prize, and she's written the triumphant bestseller back in 2016, The War on Cops, and where she anticipated a lot of the intensification of that war, but probably didn't anticipate something like we all witnessed and the country is still trying to sort out in Memphis, Tennessee. Heather, first question would be, people can see how the situation in Memphis and the death of Tyre Nichols is similar to other cases we have heard about and we have witnessed, going back to Rodney King. What's substantially different about it?
Well, thank you for having me on, Michael. I'm not sure what exactly you're questioning about, if you're thinking about the fact that these were all black officers, a fact that the media tried to conceal for as long as possible until it could get its act together and come up with a new and improved racism rhetoric, which now discards the idea that blacks can't be racist, which was the academic assumption, clearly untrue, and now says, oh, actually blacks are white supremacists too. Once they got that all worked out, then they started being willing to acknowledge that there are five blacks. But I would say that this instance of excessive, brutal, incompetent force is one of the worst I've ever seen. I mean, to call these guys, you know, Keystone Cops in their utter lack of coordination, inability to practice the most basic police tactics would be far too sympathetic to them. It is just a shocking betrayal of everything that officers should have learned in their academy training.
Well, again, and the difference that I was actually focused on was how quickly they got indicted. I mean, we've never had anything like that where literally within a couple of weeks of the death of Tyre Nichols, they're indicted for second-degree murder. That's unique, isn't it?
And I can tell you that defense attorneys are not so happy about that. It's a real tension between the understandable desire for accountability and transparency and due process rights of the defendant. The defense bar now thinks that it's going to be very, very hard to get a fair trial for these officers. Now, everybody thinks that their guilt is absolutely patent, and there's no possible alternative response or result of a criminal proceeding than guilt on some or all of these charges. Nevertheless, we do have a presumption of innocence. So, obviously, the pendulum now, in the case at least of black victims, has swung very much away from traditional procedures and towards getting everything out there very quickly. But, you know, the irony of this moment that has initially, as I say, was challenging to the usual race advocates, because here we have not their favored configuration of white cop, black victim, but black cop, black victim. They initially, the advocates like Benjamin Crump, the ubiquitous attorney for black victims of police force, and others in the media, celebrated the rapid indictments. And then they thought better of that and said, well, actually, those rapid indictments of these black defendants are themselves the product of criminal justice racism. So it's very hard to know what an ally in the cause of anti-racism is supposed to do. Are you supposed to indict? Are you not supposed to indict? These things get very, very complicated.
Well, and it goes back to a question about, doesn't this case, at least to some extent, indicate that some of the responses that we've had in the past have been appropriate, have been effective? For instance, the whole idea of requiring body cameras. It's possible we would never have really known what occurred to Tyre Nichols without the body camera film, and then there was a general surveillance video from a post or a lamppost from somewhere nearby. But that without those cameras, isn't it possible that this could be explained in a very different way than what actually happened?
Yes, I'm sorry to say so, that we would not have had the full account, likely. And, of course, the advocates use that, and I mean by advocates, sort of the race demagogues use that to say, well, this means that every police officer should not be credited in his account of interactions with civilians. I think that's going too far. I don't know of anybody who has been really against body cameras. The only argument that sort of complicates their widespread use is simply that it is so expensive, and not because of the technology itself, but nobody quite knows how to deal with the massive amount of videotape that gets generated. It's very expensive to store all that tape, and there's been proposals over the years that this is something the federal government should assist with funding for. I'm not a big believer in federal funding of anything, because I think it's just funny money. It's just money that's been taken from the same local taxpayers, sent to Washington, then sent back to the localities, minus a large cut in bureaucratic red tape overhead. But in any case, there is that problem with police body cameras, but yes, I'm all for them, and I think anybody would be.
Do you?
And you know, as many police chiefs will say, in the vast majority of cases, they work to exonerate the cop. You know, it's not just cops who, on occasion, may not be fully transparent or truthful about their interaction. There's a heck of a lot of drug dealers who make completely fabricated charges against their arresting officers, and body cameras have often served to show those to be false.
Heather McDonald is the author of a new book that was going to be released on April 18th of this year. And as with most of her books, I am sure it will make a tremendous impression. It's called When Race Trumps Merit, How the Pursuit of Equity Sacrifices Excellence, Destroys Beauty, and Threatens Lives. That book has some connection, at least, with the agony over the Tyree Nichols case. Whoopi Goldberg said today, and we'll play it later, but she said basically if there had been a white victim here, there would have been real change. Do you believe that if their victim had been white instead of black, that with the black cops involved, that it would have been substantially different? We will talk about that with the author of The War Against Cops. And what's happening with American law enforcement generally, and where does it go to try to deal with what had been, at least until very recently, a rising crime rate? We'll talk about that with Heather McDonald coming right up.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called deadly recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right back with Heather McDonald of the Manhattan Institute, best-selling author of The War Against Cops, and soon, coming up in April, her brand new book, which is When Race Trumps Merit. It was announced today that by NBC that the Congressional Black Caucus is going to be meeting with President Biden at the White House on Thursday to discuss police reform in the wake of the fatal beating of Tyre Nichols by police officers in Memphis, Tennessee. Do you think there's any substantive, constructive police reform that may come out of this horrible incident?
No, and let me just add that my book, When Race Trumps Merit, is available for pre-ordering this coming Monday, February 6th, so you can look for that on Amazon. There is... I don't think substantive, valid police reform will come out. I think it could come out. Here's what needs to happen, Michael. Police training in this country needs to be radically revamped. Officers are desperate for more tactical training. This is realistic, scenario-based training when they're actually, you know, role-playing situations on the street, high-stress situations, learning how to make sure that they're using tactics that will not leave them in a situation where they feel they need to escalate their own use of force. They need training, constant training in de-escalating. You know, one of the things that is just so tragic to watch in the Tyre Nichols abomination is that it was Nichols himself who was trying to de-escalate the situation as these utter incompetents were working at cross purposes, escalating, using force, going up the force continuum without any seeming provocation. So officers need help in de-escalating. They need help in controlling their stress. Under stress, we all lose, you know, control of our most rational functions. Officers need to understand what the stress is they're under and how to try and counteract that. Instead, I can guarantee you what's going to come out of this is more useless, implicit bias training, cultural competence training, trainings that I have witnessed that are an insult to officer intelligence. And that it's going to continue to be racialized, and probably even though we're hearing that, oh, these officers themselves were white supremacists, there will be an ongoing elevated push to hire more black officers, which will likely lead to the usual result that has already been shown in studies, which is, sadly, given the often the necessity in order to diversify the force of lowering standards, studies have shown the more black officers you have on a force, ironically, the more use of force against blacks.
Do you believe that the increase in black officers had anything to do with the dramatic drop in crime rates that occurred actually starting in the mid-80s?
No, I don't see why there's any connection to that. What has been shown is that the increase in diversity hiring and pressures for diversity hiring has been a large component of corruption scandals, whether in Miami in the late 1980s that was under longstanding federal pressure and consent decrees and other means of pressure to diversify the force. The Washington, D.C. had corruption scandals. There was the Dirty 30 in New York City, the 30th Precinct, also where the department had been rapidly promoting and hiring minority officers, lifting the usual requirements for education and clean criminal background checks. So race is never, ever a qualification in itself. Just as sex is not a qualification, sexual orientation is not a qualification. And when race trumps merit, you get disasters. You get loss of life. We're going to be seeing that in medical training as well, with race now massively trumping merit. We are really playing with fire.
What about, and I'm sure given your work on the subject of policing and law enforcement in the past, what do you think was in the minds of some of these five officers? I was particularly struck by watching the video by the one officer who punches Tyre Nichols in the face, a full fist, and punches him like five times. He has to know he's going to be on camera, that this is going to be recorded. What is someone in that situation thinking or assuming is going to happen? Does he simply feel he's untouchable because he's wearing a badge?
I don't think they are thinking. I think, as I said, stress is taking over. Adrenaline is taking over. They are not following through the consequences of their actions with you know, any sort of future orientation. They are simply allowing their emotions to take over. It's hard to imagine that anything could possibly decrease the horrors of what we see. Nevertheless, it has to be said, we don't know what preceded the events on the video, whether there was a dangerous high-speed chase down the wrong way of a street that was reported. Now, whether we should trust anything these officers say, I don't know. And whether there was any previous resistance. I usually say that, you know, if you want to avoid getting roughed up by a cop, do not ever, ever resist arrest. Take your gripes afterwards. In this case, however, I frankly have a hard time blaming Mr. Nichols for taking off and running after he's already been the subject of such utterly irrational, almost psychotic behavior from these officers. But whether there's anything that explains this, I don't know. But I think they were simply, these may be officers that never should have been on the force if they cannot control their actions in this way. Now, there is a tradition. If somebody has been really egregious in resisting and has led the officers on a high-speed chase for 20 miles, say, down a freeway, there was an august tradition where there would be street justice dispensed by those cops when they finally get their hands on him. That is something that has really diminished. Policing today, as awful as this looks, and it's as hard as it may be to believe, the professional standards have increased. And that sort of self-inflicted street justice is pretty rare, where an officer just decides, okay, I'm going to wail on this suspect. But that may be going on here. that they feel like they're just so speeding that they just feel like they have to take it out on this poor guy.
Well, they were part of a 40-officer contingent in the Memphis police force called Scorpion, which is the a street cops operation to restore peace in our neighborhoods. That's the acronym. And that's now been canceled. Do you think that that's a good thing?
No, I think it's an overreaction. It could be that this was a very, very poorly trained force. But the police chief down in Memphis earlier this year credited that force with putting a cap on the city's usual post-Floyd homicide increase. And so we are going to overreact, just as in New York City, the police commissioner in August 2020 disbanded the New York Police Department's anti-crime unit that was a way overcorrection, not at all justified, and probably these specialized forces are going to be disbanded across the country, but that is not the proper response here. The proper response is look at it very carefully, make sure that officers are properly trained, but it is a legitimate function to have a unit that is tasked with being proactive, not being tied to the radio and 911 calls, but instead looking out for guns and trying to keep citizens safe.
That's Heather McDonald. She is a fellow at the Manhattan Institute. Her new book, which is available for order in February, is called When Race Trumps Merit. She is also the author of the required reading and solid bestseller, The War on Cops, doing what she can to support better law enforcement in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.